person is washing his limbs, that he washes his limbs, then he cleans his body. First he cleans his body, then he cleans his limbs of all the dirt that the limbs have committed. Then a person cleans his heart, and then he cleans the inner recess of his heart. So all this is known as cleansing. In Arabic they call it takhliya. A person is cleansing himself. So this is just one level. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this is the first level. In other words, it's half. When you get two levels, the first level is takhliya, where a person just does the cleansing. And the next level is the tahliya, the beautification. Now whatever he does after that, now he's beautifying himself. He reads his salah, he's adding beauty to himself. He reads tilawat of Quran, he makes tilawat of Quran. There's beautification. He does good actions. All these are known as beautification. So because of this aspect of the fact that he's cleansing himself from guna, this is one half of it. The other half is tahliya, the beautification. So in comparison to the two, this is one part of it. So here therefore it is referred to at-tuhuru shatrul iman, is half of iman. In other words, iman has two parts. One is takhliya, cleansing, and one is beautification. So by a person doing this, by cleansing himself, this is known as half of iman. One more hadith. An Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, ma minkum min ahadin yatawadda'u fayusbighu فيبلغ ويسبغ الوضوء ثم يقول أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إلا فتحت له أبواب الجنة الثمانية يدخل من أيها شاء رواه مسلم. This hadith got a little bit of a background. Hazrat Uqba ibn Abir radiallahu anhu, he says that they would take turns. In that time what they would do is some people would go to work and one person would take turns. He would take a turn and he would take the camels out for grazing. So he says, it was my turn for taking the camels out for grazing. So I took the camels out for grazing and people got involved in their other work, what they had to do. So they would work with a lot of unity, brotherhood, muhabbat. That's how they would work. Allah give us that muhabbat also. So he said, it was my turn to take the camels out for grazing and I took the camels out for grazing. When I had brought the camels back in the evening, back to their place, I went home and straight from home I went to the masjid. So he said, I went to the masjid and as I entered the masjid, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that person that makes his wudu properly, and then this person reads two rakats, tahiyyatul wudu, wajabat lahul jannah, jannah becomes wajib on that person. So he said, as I walked in, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this word, that just making wudu properly, reading two rakats, tahiyyatul wudu, jannah becomes wajib on the person. I said, ma ajwadu hada, how beautiful, say umda baat hai. So what high, what a top words Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. He said, when I said this, ma ajwadu hada, I heard somebody saying, allati qablaha ajwadu. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just said before this, it is even better. What he said before this is even better. When I looked to see who is saying those words, I saw it was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu telling me that. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said before this is even better. So now he narrates the hadith that Umar radiallahu anhu mentions. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there isn't anyone who, he said, whoever from you, in other words, there isn't any person from amongst you who makes wudu, and he makes a tara wudu, and then this person says, after making this tara wudu, making his wudu properly, he finishes his wudu and he says his words, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That's all he says his words, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh illa futihat lahu abwabul jannati thamaniya, that the eight doors of jannat open up for this person. Yadukhulu min ayyiha shah, he can enter from whichever door of jannat he wants. Why he had the habit of reading this dua. And in the riwayat of Tirmidhi, it adds another dua to this dua. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahirin. O Allah Pak, make me from amongst those who repent. Make me from amongst those that make toba, and make me from amongst those who are purified. So Allah Pak, make me from those that repent, and make me from amongst those that are purified. Such simple du'as we learn, and such great, great, great reward. So two things we learn from this hadith. That one is that when we make wudu, firstly we should, as we did from the previous hadiths, is try and stay in a condition of wudu all the time. Mullah Anwar Shah Kashmir, rahmatullahi alayhi, he had such respect for wudu that he says he was a walking library. In Deoband, he was known as the walking library. That I never read any kitab except that I would read it in a condition of wudu. In other words, so much respect. So here we learn something, is that a person should try and stay in a condition of wudu all the time, like we did in the hadith yesterday, that he is prevented from the attacks of shaitan. All the attacks of shaitan, this person is prevented and is protected from, because because he remained in the condition of wudu. And then when a person makes his wudu, then simple thing, right? Try and read two rakats. If possible, try and read two rakats namaz. Then what jannat becomes wajib on the person. And we get, and we make him wudu all the time. This dua is easy. Dua is the fourth kalima. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. It's part of the fourth, not the whole fourth, but part of the fourth kalima. It's, most of the words are from there. So we should try and learn these words. And what will happen? There, a person will make it such, Allah Pak will make it such, that the eight doors of Jannah are open for such a person. And normally we hear this fazilat to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Yet this fazilat is offered to us also, poor, simple people like us, by reciting this dua. And if we can remember this dua, Allahumma ja'alni min al-tawwabin, wa ja'alni min al-mutatahirin. Allah subhanallah, give us all the tawfiq. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.